Welcome, everyone, to another episode of In Tune with T-Mill. I'm your host, T-Mill. We are live from the Rocket City. You will now be encouraged and entertained. Nothing will change until you change something. We are here. 2020 is a brand new year, and we've got a lot of great things going on for you. So I want to first introduce my co-host, Mr. Marcus Sims. How's it going, bro?
T-Mill, it just seems like we were just doing this yesterday, bro. But right. We're back again.
We didn't leave.
Actually, we did not leave. We got Hot Pockets and Eggos in the back. I mean, everything that grown boys need, right? So
absolutely. I can live off of Eggos. Hey. Eggos and eggs and buffalo wings.
Yeah, that's I don't know about Hot Pockets, you know. Them things, like,
how come there isn't a buffalo wing Hot Pocket yet?
But I guess the key thing is you get a Hot Pocket, bro. Uh-huh. But it's like in two bites, the thing's gone, like real talk, right?
Yeah, so we got to fix that.
Yeah, we got to make our own version of the Hot Pocket. But it's a great thing where... Got some great guests in the house, so let's do it.
Absolutely. And, of course, if we get the red Hot Pockets, we got to get a blue Hot Pocket and represent for my man DJ Blue.
DJ Blue in the building. In the house.
You know what I mean? Blue, what's been going on with you, man?
Hey, chilling. Doing what I do best.
Yes, sir.
It's a blue world order going on right now. You know what I'm saying?
And in a minute, this is going to turn into a WWE ring and have some wrestling. Because I know you guys are fans of wrestling. So, yes, sir.
Amen.
Well, I want to bring you guys... First, for this episode of In Tune with T-Mill, we're going to be talking about marketing. We're going to be talking about, you know, just ways to stand out against the crowd, stand out and make yourself unique. She's the founder and CEO of Flourish, a full-service marketing and public relations firm. Her 15-year experience in marketing helped her bounce back after she was laid off from a job, and being a single mom didn't stop her. In fact, it fueled her to set a good example for her kids that anything is possible. And she's with us today to share the importance of perseverance, leaning on others when you need help, trusting in your intuition, and taking advantage of life's little moments. Joining her is one of the boldest, fearless, charming, beautiful, humble women that I've come to know lately. Fearless in her songwriting, to be vulnerable and honest and bold in her approach to life. She's literally trying some of the most thrilling experiences Huntsville has to offer on her podcast titled Alex Tries. She's a pioneer and a champion of music and women's efforts, which her songwriting earned her the 2019 Penn Woman Creative Spirit Award and named a Downtown Huntsville Innovator of the Decade. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss Megan Nivens Tannen and Alex Hendricks.
Hey.
Hello.
What a great introduction. Thank you.
Thank y'all. It's all true. When it's facts, it's all true. When it's facts. Did I get those names right? Because I want to make sure I'm bad with names. My pronunciation is terrible.
It's great. Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, we're very excited, especially now that you're being so nice to us.
Absolutely. So I'm just trying to make sure I start early, you know, because Christmas is about 11 months away. So
ingratiate yourself to us.
All I want is buffalo wings. That's all. Just make it easy. Hey. So I want to start with you, Megan. Thank you guys for your time, and thank you guys for being here. I want to talk about how you built your strength to start your own business and proving yourself as a successful executive director of a nonprofit.
So I think, you know, my most recent journey, as you know, which Alex has joined me on, is Flourish, which is a full-service marketing and public relations firm. And my background is varied. I've worked in a nonprofit world. I worked for the U.S. Army for a couple of years, doing all their marketing and advertising, and worked for a small tech company here in Research Park, and constantly felt as though, as a marketing professional, that I was having to sort of, like, validate and justify why we were such an integral part of a business. And then, you know, after I left a tech company, started working in the startup world and just realized that I wanted to just work for myself. And unfortunately, I got laid off of a job and was a single mom of young kids and didn't really know what to do. And talking about strength, I think my strength came from them. There was certainly a point where I felt as though nothing could get worse, so I might as well just try and do what I love to do and hope that it would work out. And when you're forced with having to do that in order to take care of your children, as we talked about before we started, failure is absolutely not an option. There's not an option. So at the time, my daughter was 11 years old, and she, you know, was my biggest cheerleader and would always tell me, like, Mom, you got this. Mm-hmm. You got this. Like, you got this. Yeah. And but I was like, there's no way. And she's like, I got you, you know. And she's such an amazing person. And so she's been my number one proponent, has been pushing me since day one. And she still is my biggest cheerleader. So I think the strength just really comes from, you know, being a mom, you know, watching my kids grow and just making sure that I set the right example for them. And thankfully, I feel so blessed that this venture that I just sort of dipped my toe in, hoping that it would work, has blossomed. And, you know, we've been able to bring Alex on recently, and we've got a fantastic team. And it's been such a great ride. Yeah, so the business, we started it, it'll be 2 years old in March, and, you know, I hired our first employee, Logan Moore, back in April.
I'm sorry, that would be Logan Kate.
Oh, Logan Kate, she got married last night.
Yesterday.
That's right, her wedding was beautiful. And so Logan came on in April, and we didn't even have office space. I would meet her at Starbucks, I'm like, hope you're cool with this, because we were just, you know, getting this off the ground, and I let her know, I was like, this is going to be an interesting ride because it's very small. This is my passion project, and I can't offer you, you know, maternity leave and full benefits and all of these things that a lot of corporations here can. But what I can offer you
is because you guys are going to flourish.
Not yet. That's right. That's right.
So not yet.
Yeah. But what I could offer her was something beautiful and something that we could really make our own. And, you know, I've told Alex this before, but I want this company to be something that we are all so proud of. And, you know, there's no policies, procedures, parameters walking in. It's, hey, we want to do these kick-ass projects that we love to do, and let's just pour our heart and soul into them and see what happens. And that's exactly what we've done. And so, thankfully, we've been able to bring Alex on, as well as Presley Price, a young, recent graduate from the University of North Alabama. They both came on in September. And so now, you know, we're four fabulous women doing amazing things, and we get to really work on some awesome projects, so.
Now, Alex, out of all the things that you could try and all the things that you could do, I know you as just an adventurous, just bold and like, yo, just let's do it. So right. it speaks volumes to why you're, you know, with this and why you decided to join the team. So, but, you know, for you and to hear it from you, why were some of the reasons that you came on and decided to bring your experiences and style and perspective to a company just starting?
I think that the first time that I met with Megan about it, it was just like, oh my God, we look at everything the exact same way. And I'd never really had that experience in a job interview before where I was like, no, we, in all areas of life, like we want the same things and we value the same things. And that was really exciting to me. And then the prospect of like, taking this really cool company who is doing really cool things and being able to kind of mold your own spot in it and like create your own seat at the table was really, really cool to me. That was just like an opportunity I'd never heard of before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Marcus, when you think of, you hear, you know, some of these things that they've been talking about, what are some of your questions? Again, being on the campus, seeing the students and you seeing all these different companies come about, what are some questions you may have for the ladies?
Well, you know, Team L, first of all, I got to point out that she offers the same benefits that you do for this podcast. I mean.
We're just starting out.
I mean.
It's, so are we.
Right, you know?
No, we're not just starting out, Team L. We've been doing this for quite a while. You just give us minted toothpicks.
Yeah.
As a treat, you know. I mean, the minted kind, they're good. But
hey, it was Tic Tacs the first year. You know what I mean? You got mints now.
Right. Blue doesn't even get the good ones.
We've created a divide here. I regret this.
It's a special show going on.
So you guys have minted toothpicks. We have wine.
See?
So,
wow.
Yeah.
See?
So
we have wine down.
Blue, we're going to have a talk with T-Mail after the show about up in game.
Do you guys
want
to come be part of our team?
Speaking of which, do you need a DJ and a real cool
always.
Hangout?
We
guy?
Always need a DJ.
Okay.
We're really working on our office culture specifically. Yes. So cool. If we could have a DJ, I think that would really go far.
You got DJ Blue and you just got me just to hang around, just to make witty comments and to keep the seats
warm. You're hired.
The banter.
Right. But what? But
I think our work here is done. Goodbye, everyone.
I apologize for bringing up our issues with this podcast, but
see, I brought in some consulting. You see what I'm doing? See, this is what I'm doing. I'm bringing in consulting to help us with the podcast. You know what I mean?
Right. Was there any individual though that in the business that you're in, any individuals that you look up to, or any individuals that hey, this is an I saw their example and they inspired me, or mentors in general?
Absolutely. Yeah. So. Huntsville, I mean, thankfully, you know, there are so many amazing people here in Huntsville. I mean, there really is. And, you know, I, you know, this for another day, but I have zero time in my life for any sort of drama, like any sort of mean girl, none of that. Like, I have zero time for my life for it. So I'm very purposeful with the people that I surround myself with. Mm-hmm. I always have been. And I have been fortunate enough to be involved with a group here called the Public Relations Council of North Alabama. And it is a group of phenomenal men and women who I have been engaged with for the past 15 years and have served on the board for a couple of years and have really met these. And most of them are women because it's primarily public relations, and you often find women take a majority of those positions. But it's been such a phenomenal group of women to learn from and watch from afar. And, you know, and I've said this before, but when I went to the first couple of meetings, I would look at somebody like Leah Gradel or Lori Miller or, you know, Jessica Carlton, honestly, and be like, I want to be just like them when I grow up. and now, you know, I share board seats with them, you know, and I've partnered with them on a lot of organization or a lot of projects and work with them in a huge capacity on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, it's funny when you're young, you're so naive and you think that these people are like just these, you know, I don't know, you just have this vision in your mind that they, you know, of what they are. And when you get to know them and they're like, they have the same exact challenges that you do. And
I kind of feel about DJ Blue. When I first met him, I said, oh my gosh, he's like the god of DJs. And I'm like, DJ Blue, you know, farts like me.
We all fart the same way, right?
I fart the same way. Just,
yeah, but honestly, I think it's
new website motto.
Right. But it's to me, it's a very humbling experience to be able to put yourself out there and meet people and really get to know their story, because everybody's story is different and everybody goes through very similar challenges. And you know, I had a girlfriend of mine the other day who I haven't been super close with, but she's like, you just have it all and you're doing so great. And I'm like, I have no clue what I'm doing. I'm like, I mess up every single day. Like, you should see the hot mess of a morning that I have 5 out of 7 mornings trying to get my 3 kids out the door, and my, you know, just whatever it might be. And that's the beauty of life. It's just, you know, figuring out what not to do, what to do, and kind of failing your way to success, which is just, it's a lot of fun. And if you just stay humble and recognize that and don't take yourself too seriously, I think you can really enjoy the ride.
Get everything right there, T-Mill. Don't take yourself too seriously.
I always do.
I do it 25 hours a day. Nothing serious over here.
I'm trying to learn and be, you know, be a more, you know, faithful in my efforts and what I'm doing out here in the world. So speaking of faithful, we're going to go to a quick video break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how businesses and entrepreneurs know that they're ready to flourish. You know, how do they know, okay, I'm at a point where I can approach and partner with this company and maybe bring it in so I can, you know, get some food and wine for my podcast, and, you know, how am I ready to flourish? So we want to talk about that. And if you guys are watching, make sure you put your comments in the comment section, and we'll be right back on In Tune with T-Mill here with Flourish.
Great video.
It looks great.
Yeah.
My mic's. Oh, it's still on. I can do director comments during this. There's paper right now. The interesting thing about that paper, Blue, is it actually came from Italy. That paper right there came from Italy, yes. You thought it was something about it. That's some good paper. That's some good paper.
Even in black and white, you can tell.
Yeah.
It's high quality.
Y'all, I'm dyslexic, man. I got ADD, I got it all. I can't stop moving. That was King Kofi. I gotta keep the door open so I can make sure that we're still recording. And then we've got my man DJ Blue on the ones and twos.
DJ Blue.
Background. Doing all type of things, man. But I'm so glad that I have Sunshine Enterprises here to make sure that we are staying afloat. And making this thing look good, man. We wouldn't get far without Sunshine Enterprises. We just wouldn't.
We wouldn't get around the corner, bro. We've tried it.
Wouldn't make it out the driveway.
We have tried. We've gotten lost sometimes getting to the door. Don't take us anywhere.
So we are back with Megan and Alex from Flourish. And we were talking about when is a business or an entrepreneur ready to partner with you guys? You know, when would you say that time is for them? How do they know?
So you mean as far as us providing services to them and to help them?
Yeah.
Okay. So we, I think it really depends. You know, one of the things with a company like ours is, you know, there's a variety of different things that you can do from marketing and public relations standpoint. So if you're a startup and you're really wanting to get your business out there, whether it be building your brand, building your logo, building your website, coming up with your messaging, all of that kind of stuff, obviously those are fundamentals, right, of kind of building that business. Also, making sure that you have a strategic mindset from the get-go to ensure that you have a validated market to either purchase your product or service. Wow. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people who just develop something really cool and then hope that people will buy it, as opposed to ensuring that you actually have a target market who is willing to buy your product or service. So doing a lot of research up front, I think, is really important when you're in the early stages of things. So that's an aspect that we can certainly help with. And then on the flip side, we work with companies that are 20 years old and beyond who just need a good refresh on what they're doing, or they're really trying to tell that story about their brand and who they are and trying to get the word out there. So there's a variety of different things that we can do. But regardless, I think at any point, teaming with an organization such as ourselves is important for any business owner who's wanting to make their business grow and take it to the next level.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Marcus, that market research that you did on the fighting frogs, the UFC frogs that you were trying to pull off, I don't know if anybody's trying to watch that, brother. You need to do a little more research.
It's just going to get there, I guarantee. By 2035, we're going to be there.
It's a slow burn, but...
Thanks.
Fighting frogs?
Blue invested in it.
All right. Don't be like Yo Gotti out there losing $500,000 on blackjack.
Hey.
So speaking of businesses and partnering, so far since you guys have started, I want y'all to think about a moment that has been just mind-blowing, just a moment that you look back on and you're like, man, this is so far, because there's going to be more moments, but mm-hmm. just a moment that has stuck out to you so far since this company has began.
This moment, Tim.
This one. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. Is, nailed it.
You're going to take Marcus Sims' place. That's what I'm talking about.
You fall for it every time. Every time someone's, she's telling the truth.
What about you making that wow moment?
So I think there's a couple, to be honest with you. And I think those moments come they come and go as you progress and as you evolve, right? So, I mean, of course, the best moment for me as a small business owner was getting my first paycheck from a paying client. Like, that was like, I wanted to, and it wasn't much, but I was like, I wanted to frame that. And you know, one thing that my husband and I do is when we drink wine, we write on the wine corks. We write the memory on the cork. Wow. And so whether it be like, oh, I spilled a glass of milk all over the table, we laughed about it, we will write spilled milk and whatever. Or, I mean, just stupid stuff. You know, we're playing Cards Against Humanity and we write it down, you know. So, but, you know, that night I wrote on the wine cork, you know, first paying client. And that's my most favorite cork because it's every time I look at it, I'm like, yes, you know. But there's been some really cool events that we've had an opportunity to be a part of. One of which was we did all of the communications and public relations efforts for The Wall That Heals, which is the Vietnam Veteran Memorial that was here last year. And that is a traveling memorial, just like the Vietnam Memorial in D.C., but it travels around the country, and it was here for 4 days. And that was something that was phenomenal because we worked for months with this committee of 200-plus, you know, veterans in the area, and being in Huntsville with all the veterans here. I mean, it was just, it was such a humbling experience, and it was amazing, and the community supported it so much, and being able to watch the wall being built and see all of these Vietnam vets out there just touching it and crying and taking a moment, like, that is, you can't put... Yeah. Anything to that. And those types of things, it's like, yes, this is awesome. Like, we don't want to work with a company where we're like, here's a tchotchke we're selling. Right. No, we want to do something where we are like making a big impact and truly transforming things. Cause that to me is what we should fill our lives with, are things that just fuel our passion and make us really happy.
I
made that decision when we started this business, like, we are not going to be doing those types of things, like, and thankfully we can pick and choose these really amazing projects we get to work on. Another thing that we did last year, which Alex wasn't a part of, unfortunately, but we worked on the Music from the Moon singer-songwriting contest. And that was, you know, we had about 4 or 5 different clients that all had Apollo related things. So that whole week of Apollo, we all know how that was. And I don't ever want to talk about the moon landing again because we talked about it for so long. But we did this international singer-songwriting competition and partnered with Listen Local. And that was amazing. Yeah, it was so cool. And we had 251 submissions from around the world of these people who wrote and produced these songs inspired by the moon landing. Yeah. And we were part of all of that. I mean, we did all the social. I mean, just did it all. And then the whole week when the winner came here along with Tonewood Amp, and we had this whole week full of publicity, and it was just, it was awesome. And then Maya Nguyen, the singer, she's just this amazing young girl who, you know, wants to inspire other young girls to, you know, focus in on STEM-related things. And anyways, her song was just beautiful. And so she was like, you know, in my living room, just playing on my couch, you know, and my 14-year-old daughter, my number one cheerleader, is there just like, I want to do what mom does when I get older, you know. And it's just amazing. It was amazing. And it transformed her life, Maya, because she won this competition and just got this amazing recognition for this beautiful thing that she did. And it was something that was so near and dear to Huntsville because of Apollo. And it was just such a cool thing. And it was amazing. And anything that we can do that, you know, involves music in any way, we are 100% down. So
I think that actually goes right into my thing, which is getting to work with a musician for the first time, like on the PR side of things.
Yeah.
I think that for me was like, I've wanted to do this for a decade and I've been on the other side of it for a decade. And now, like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like, this kind of surreal moment. Yeah.
One of the many, many, many reasons that we brought Alex on was to help us kind of build out this track for Flourish to support local musicians. So we, you know, when I was growing up, I wanted to be the editor of Rolling Stone magazine. I'm like, if I can just do something in music, my husband and I are total groupies and we're at as many shows as we can go to. And if we can work in that field as business professionals, I mean, we will never work a day in our life again, right?
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, with Alex coming on, that's going to be something that will really start to branch out as the music scene starts to grow here in Huntsville, which we're really excited about. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I mean, with all the happenings and things that are coming to Huntsville and the way Huntsville's growing and all of the new businesses that are coming here, I'm excited, you know, to see it. I'm not excited about the fighting frogs, but I'm excited, you know, for all the...
You got a while to warm up to those, though. You got 15 years.
Yeah.
We'll get you there.
One of these days. And for you guys, before we get out of here, is there any events coming up or anything that's coming up for 2020 that you guys can tell us about that we don't have to sign any NDAs because we want to make sure that we keep the secrets, good. But anything coming up for Flourish that you guys want to share or give to people out there for them to become a part of?
I can think of one really big event that Alex is going to be spearheading. So
Women in Music Weekend 2020.
All right.
And that's happening when?
I can't tell you yet, but if you look at the calendar from last year, it is not that dissimilar.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are having our Women in Music 2020 announcement party on March 6th at Sidetracks, and it's going to be the Girl Jam event, which you came to last year. Which Allie Johnson from Seeking Babylon has created this whole like girl power backing band, and then invited like singers up to sing. It's like a live karaoke thing. It's so flipping cool. So that's going to be our announcement event. So come out to that on March 6th at Sidetracks and get all the details. But Flourish is going to be very involved this year. I'm really excited.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Judy Allison and everyone involved with Women in Music.
Our committee is growing. It's amazing this year. So good.
For sure, for sure. If you missed it last year, definitely you want to come out and support this year. There's going to be so many things happening in 2020. So make sure that you guys are following Flourish at Flourish Consulting Services on Facebook. On IG, it's Flourish_consulting. And on LinkedIn, is Flourish Consulting Services. I want you guys to make sure that you shout them out, that you follow them, that you hit them up with your questions. Tell them that T-Mail sent you. Tell them that Marcus Sims sent you. Matter of fact, mention the coupon code Fighting Frogs for, you know, a couple free toothpicks, you know.
We're there. We're there.
Absolutely. I want to thank y'all for your time. And anything that you guys want to leave with the people before we get out of here, because I want to make sure I don't forget anything.
I mean, I would just say, from an entrepreneur standpoint, if you are thinking about trying to start a business and if there's anything that's standing in your way, just do it. You know, one of the things I learned a long time ago was that if a decision doesn't make me want to vomit slightly, it's probably not risky enough. And I had a very, very dear friend of mine that, you know, at a time couldn't get out of her own way and take risky decisions. And it's held her back so much. Wow. And so things you're gonna fail, and it's totally fine. Yeah. But like I said before, like, fail your way to success. It's okay to fail. Don't be afraid of that, because the more you're afraid, the less you actually jump, and the you won't go as far. So just take risks, and you got to surround yourself with great people, and they'll catch you if you fall.
That's what I'm talking about.
Or fall with you, and then you won't be alone.
Exactly.
T-Mail, just for the record, I failed my way through high school.
Well, you still
so
made
I followed.
It.
I followed that. Right, look at me.
Look at you now.
I mean, give me an F and see if I don't turn it into a D.
With a Sharpie.
Right.
Oh, wow. Well, I definitely want to. You guys are pioneering some of these ways and this new energy that's in the Rocket City. I mean, Rocket City is turning a whole new vibe in these last couple years, and it's a very exciting time to be here. And I always tell people, if you don't like it here, please move out the way, because, I mean, there's a lot of great things going on. People complain. It surprises me that people still complain about Huntsville, but
Huntsville's
it's like,
amazing.
Get out the way. There's a lot of great things going on. So I want to give a big shout out to Q-Ball, and I want to leave with this video talking about pioneers. And I saw it, and I saw the thumbnail, and I remember we got a friend in the room that was in this video, so we want to leave out with this right here on In Tune with T-Mill. Listen.